This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
How else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time, either. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We are live. What day is it, Ed Battagliano?
It is.
I know Friday. I know that.
April 24th. Can you believe it?
2027? What is this?
Now, I am pretty bad on not knowing what day it is, but yeah. I'm pretty sure down. I got the year down.
J.J. Jasper's in the other social distancing studio, otherwise known as Venus.
Same thing for us. We were sitting around the other day, and one of my daughters said, what is today? And one of our daughters said, it's Saturday. And then we said, no, I don't think so. And we looked, and it was Tuesday.
There's a whole lot of that going on.
A whole lot has changed. Well, a lot's changed in a year. 2019, stay away from negative people. 2020, stay away from positive people. Hey, and how about this? Can we start off the show with a verse that I'm going to try and commit to memory? As for me and my house, we will stay at home. First, isolations 24/7.
I like it.
Oh, my goodness. Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. A couple ground rules for what we do here. If you're new, we have a trivia show, so we ask trivia questions and I ask riddles. I've been on this riddling kick.
Riddling. That sounds like a drug. You've been taking riddling?
That sounds like a drug. I don't take riddling.
But you sure dish it out. Come on, give me some love on that one.
Good. I would fist bump you, Ed, but I'm
nice.
Afraid,
that's right.
I'm afraid
nice,
I'd catch
Ed.
Something.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so where was I?
The ground rules.
Here are the ground rules. Please don't call in nor sneeze if you've sneezed or called in this show. we got to stop. We're not going to get
it's going to take
you
us
know,
a while.
You
to
know
get
what?
To the, rules.
The people who are listening, they are laughing for the first time in weeks.
That's no, right.
They're no, saying, bring right. it.
Okay, so if you've called in and got on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, please don't call because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to call in on the program as possible to answer a trivia question or ask us one, or preferably both, or a riddle if you'd like. Here's the phone number to call in and be on the air with us. Again, an 8-week waiting period between on-the-air appearances. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. I'll say it slowly for you folks in the South. Ready? 888-589. Hey, like a Southerner impersonating a Southern accent.
That sounds
that's pretty
like
ridiculous.
That's Deputy Dog right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you got it right. Anyway, I say that because I are one. 888-589-8840 is our phone number.
Hey, thinking about accents and things like that.
This is when I lose my train of thought.
I saw this in some pseudo news, breaking pseudo news. The Biden campaign said that Ozzy Osbourne will be the new interpreter for Joe Biden.
Sharon,
Joe Biden.
Sharon!
And I'm running for Senate. All right. So, okay. Ed, tell us about the mystery question deal.
All right. Well, since we're asking three questions each, one of those nine questions is what we call the mystery question. You don't know which one it is. We do. If you happen to answer it correctly, you hear this sound. Yes, and I'll just go ahead and say it, whether I believe it or not, the beloved cowbell. And so for those of you who are watching online, and you can watch online by going to either Facebook or YouTube, searching for Today's Issues, and you click through and you can watch this show streamed live. And if you are doing so, you see us holding up the T-shirt that you would win. Well, you'd get one in your size, actually, but This is what it looks like. And if you like the look of it, or you are just listening and you would like to see what the T-shirt looks like and would like to buy one, you can go to AFAstore.net and search for Trivia Friday. Oh, we're hawking them. Absolutely.
$15 for one, and we've got a special $30 for two. So you go and buy your Trivia Friday T-shirt. You're going to love it. Wear it all summer. Very durable.
And I'll tell you what, you can buy one in a child's version and make it into a mask to keep you from catching the coronavirus.
Yeah, I was hoping coronavirus wouldn't be brought up not once, but it already has been. AFAstore.net, AFAstore.net. Go and buy your Trivia Friday T-shirts. You're going to love them. AFAstore.net, other stuff there as well. So have we covered everything, gentlemen?
I think so.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. Question number one, a Bible question. How many books of the Bible begin with the letter N, as in November? How many books of the Bible begin with the letter N, as in November? Second question, what was the original name for New York City? What was the original name for New York City? And a third question, redheads' hair does not turn gray as they age. Is that true or false? Redheads' hair does not turn gray as they age. Is that true or false?
They're forever called Carrot Top. Or not.
Yeah.
Or not. Go ahead, JJ.
Great questions, including that ginger question. All the questions I've got have to do with hydroxychloroquine, Zoom, and social distancing. No, actually, here's
somebody said social distancing is an oxymoron.
It's hard to be social when you're distant.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Three questions. First Bible question. In which book of the Bible do we read the story of Samson and Delilah? In which book of the Bible do we read the story of Samson and Delilah? Second question. By what name is sodium chloride better known as? By what name is sodium chloride better known as? So what is sodium chloride? Third question, true or false, the world's fastest flying insect is a type of horsefly that can fly up to 90 miles an hour. Is that true or false? The world's fastest flying insect is a type of horsefly that can fly up to 90 miles an hour.
Well, you don't want to yawn at the wrong time around that thing.
You don't even fly swatter on that thing.
That's one of those things that you say, I never saw it coming.
Yeah, you got a couple of fighter pilots, November Charlie Alpha. Did we have a spaceship just go by? No, that was just one of those flying horse flies. Going 90 miles an hour.
All right, here are my riddles. Here we go. Speaking of Ozzy Osbourne, right, the rock singer, if that's what he does.
Anyway, I don't think he does it anymore.
What kind of band never plays music? What kind of band never plays music?
I'm going to guess polka. Oh, wait, I just offended six of our listeners.
You did. Continuing with the music theme, what rock group has four men that don't sing? What rock group has four men that don't even sing? So we got our two questions right there. Ready for number three?
I'm ready.
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Good questions.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's get it started.
All right. Well, this is, I've never heard of this gentleman before. Todd from North Carolina. Is this Todd from Seagrove? Oh, sorry. What did I do here? Okay. All right, Todd. Is this Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer, Todd?
I'm going to tackle JJ's question about sodium chloride.
Here's the question. By what name is sodium chloride better known as?
Salt.
Salt. Way to start us out, Todd.
Salt. That was pretty easy there, wasn't it, Todd?
Well, the thing about it was I was trying to decide of all the questions that I knew the answer to about which one to go with, so I just figured I would just go with that one.
Do you put that on your food or not?
From time to time. You know, usually there's enough salt in the food that I eat that I really don't need to add any more to it. Just you have to do a taste deal to see whether you need to add or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying pass the sodium chloride, or I'm going to put a little sodium chloride on these French fries. They're not near salty enough.
Watch the expression on people's faces.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
It sounds poisonous when you say it like that. Sodium chloride. They died of sodium chloride poisoning.
That fool, he put some more sodium chloride.
Sodium chloride. I told him he reached his limit.
All right, Todd. Fire away with your easy Bible question.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, it is a Bible question. It is a multiple choice question. Earlier this month, we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord. And my question has to do with is this, actually. How many times is the word resurrection found in the Bible? Is it A, 40 times, B, 50 times, or C, 60 times?
But it is an even number, 40, 50, or 60, huh?
Right.
I'm just going to guess 40, guys. I'm thinking 40 days, with the flood and 40 days with this and that. So I'm just going to guess and say 40.
Man.
You get bored sometimes during this coronavirus pandemic.
And be a good thing. Count it?
Well, I was counting them the other night.
You were?
Yeah. I just cleaned out.
Yeah, you were.
I just cleaned out Blue Bloods, for like two episodes. I watched them, so I had to go with the...
So you went ahead and counted. So then the answer to this.
Well, I fell asleep. I never got through. I'm going to say I like JJ's answer.
Well, if we all take one,
I'm going to go to 60 just because it's the larger number, but I have no idea.
What is it, Todd?
JJ is correct.
40.
40.
Excellent job, JJ.
I think
JJ.
That would be JJ and Tim.
That's right. Hey, I just posted something about 40. The actual word quarantine in Latin means 40. And somebody did a little devotion of, the Lord did 40 days with this, 40 days with that, and suggesting that he's using this as a time of pruning. I just posted that over at JJ Jasper on Facebook. That's very interesting.
But, Todd, that's God's number there, right?
I tell you, that was the thing that really struck me when I did the search on Bible Gateway about that, and it turned out to be the number 40. I said, that was perfect because, 40 pops up so many times in the Bible and everything, so it's very appropriate.
Like the number 7 as
and
well.
And it's such an even number. Right. It's not 43. Yeah. It's not 38. It's
Hey, Todd, before you go anywhere, these are tough times. My neighbor just got a pre-decline credit card in the mail. And a picture is now only worth 200 words. Somebody said McDonald's is going to start selling the quarter ouncer. And then this is very troubling right here. I just saw this in some pseudo news. ExxonMobil just laid off 25 congressmen. That is so unfortunate.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Hey, always good to hear your voice, brother. So have a good one.
Oh, man. JJ's on a roll here, man.
He is. Huh? Laid off 25 congressmen.
You need to do a whole stand-up thing about coronavirus jokes.
Yeah.
Huh? Because it just is hilarious.
I was trying to figure out a way to say that because it's just so funny.
We laugh lest we cry.
Only problem that they wouldn't let anybody in the comedy club.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
For JJ's stand-up. There.
And if someone's laughing while they have a mask and you don't see them laugh, are they actually laughing?
No, that is poignant.
It is.
It's poignant.
It's something. I'm not sure poignant's the word.
Look it up. All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones. We go to Texas, and Jesse is on the line. Jesse, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I was calling in to see if I can, or about the Bible question, the books.
Okay, let me ask the question again, Jesse. You're talking about the one, how many books of the Bible begin with the letter N, as in November?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, what's the answer?
Numbers.
Are you still there, Jesse?
Yes, sir. Let me think for a second. Hold on.
Oh, okay. We'll just talk amongst ourselves.
He's getting his lifeline.
Yeah.
Getting his lifeline with an interpreter there.
You're fixing to hear the buzzer.
You got to come up with an answer, Jesse.
Okay. So, Numbers.
Okay. What else?
Nehemiah.
That's correct. And what's, do you have anything else, or?
Go ahead. We're going to have to move on.
Yeah.
We're going to have to move
Jesse,
on.
Jesse, you're going to have to come up with an answer.
Nahum.
All right.
Nahum.
So what, it's just how many books. So what are you saying? Three?
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
Wow.
Hey, took Jesse a little time, but he got it right.
He did, right. Got it right. And the bonus was he got the actual books themselves, Numbers, the book of Numbers, Nehemiah, and Nahum, the prophet Nahum. And that is three books of the Bible that begin with the letter N. Very good, Jesse. And that is the mystery question that you answered correctly.
There's no book named Ned.
Ned?
No. There's not an Ed in there?
No. Maybe in Ned Niederlander.
Well, he got it right. He got his T-shirt. Do you have a T-shirt, Jesse?
No, sir.
Well, you do now, brother.
I would say it's your lucky day, but we don't believe in that. This is providential. Right
that
here.
Was just hard work, man. He just came up with it. I'm not probably by himself,
Yeah, Jesse, and you can wear this when you're traveling, like when you're going from the living room to the kitchen, or you're going down the hall. You can wear
that's
it.
That's right.
All right, Jesse, brother, you hold on, and Cindy will get your address.
Do you have a question for us, Jesse?
Send you the T-shirt.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, go ahead with your question.
Franklin Pierce, the 14th president, was given two dogs so tiny that they both could fit in one hand. Is that true or false?
Personally,
here we go.
I don't think something that fits in your hand should be called a dog.
Should be called a snack,
I don't
maybe.
Even care what it is.
Yeah,
one of those teacups.
It should have its own category.
Poodles.
Yes.
Okay. But two
dogs in one hand, you mean, or one in each hand kind of thing?
Two dogs in one hand.
Hey, if you got three, you could juggle. Juggling dogs. Juggling dogs.
I'm going to say, Jesse, true. JJ, do you have
I'm going to say absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going with true, Jesse.
That is true, and Japan gave them two dogs called teacup dogs.
Mm-hmm. Teacup. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well,
what is a teacup, Jesse? I know I'm going down a rabbit trail here probably, but what are the attributes of a teacup dog? What are they known for? Do they do tricks or?
I don't know. I just found it in a...
Maybe they...
Yeah, you don't have to spend as much on food. Yeah,
maybe they...
You just feed them with an eyedropper.
Yeah, maybe they take on mice. I don't know what they do. Thank you, Jesse.
Now stay on the line, Jesse, and Cindy Roberts will get your information and your T-shirt size and address, and we'll get you a T-shirt in the mail, okay? All right.
Hey, guys, I know we're going down a lot of taking a lot of detours, but I've been meaning to say this for weeks and weeks and weeks. So a lot of people have pets. They love their fur babies. And I saw part of this coronavirus thing is that all the shelters, animal shelters, are empty. Everybody's sitting around thinking, you know what? We need a puppy. So let me throw this out. My wife heard about something that you put on your dog to keep it from shedding. We brought our dog inside this winter. It's called ShedX, and it is amazing. It really does work, and his coat is so shiny. Now, I've got very little stock in this company, but I just want to make mention of how amazing this product is. ShedX, you ought to check it out. You pour a little bit on their food, and his coat is so slick and shiny, and he doesn't shed inside the house. And he's a half lab, half Great Dane.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
No punchline. That's just look it up.
I saw Chuck Woolery was pushing that. You
know? And I don't have stock. That was the little bit of a joke there. But yeah, okay. I wanted to mention that on my morning show, morning music radio show, and I've never gotten around to it. I've never seen a good place to plug it in there.
So you thought this was a good place?
Yeah, yeah. While we were talking about dogs.
Yeah, talking about dogs.
Everybody at home, so many people, I mean, the country, everybody's gone to get a pet. Everybody has a dog or a cat or something now.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University. University.
Learning University is on the air. We go back to the phones. We can take one more call before
all right,
break.
We go to Mississippi, and Terry is on the line. Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Terry, would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to answer because I'm shocked that I got through. I have no idea what to ask you guys.
Oh, okay. Man.
Well.
Got to have faith, sister. You got to have faith.
Just make something up. Doesn't matter.
That's what we do. We do that. Yeah. All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The true or false question with the redheads.
All right. Redheads' hair does not turn gray as they age. Is that true or false?
That is false.
That is actually 100% true. The pigment just fades over time, so they will probably go blonde or even white, but not gray. In fact, we have someone who works here, Rusty Pugh, who's redhead, and he is just as white as can be. That's why a lot of redheads are called whitey as they get older.
Well, you can't say that today.
that's true. Yeah.
That doesn't work.
But that is true. The pigment just fades over time rather than turning gray like the rest of us. So,
I said this.
Well, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
I said this a couple of weeks ago, but it's worthy of repeating. You know, now we're into, what are we into, 4 or 6 weeks of this?
Yeah,
stay at home stuff.
Now.
And we're finding out who's really blonde.
That's right. Somebody said we're two or 3 weeks away from knowing what everybody's true hair color is.
All right, so you don't have a question for us?
People, sister? When we open back up.
Yeah,
no, I really don't. I'm just going to let y'all just do your thing.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Terry, I'll take you just a little bit of advice for the future. Is find a trivia question and then write it down on a piece of paper and put it in your wallet.
And when you're able to get through on the show in 3 more years, you'll have it.
You'll have it.
Have a great weekend,
Terry.
Thank
you, Terry.
Thank you for listening to AFR.
We get back, we're going to go to Mark in Virginia, Dave in Virginia, Charles in Mississippi, and Jesse in Texas, and others. You too can call in and be on Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. So we're going to take a short time out. We shall be back. We'll repeat our questions and our riddles and go back to the phones. So don't go anywhere. Well, you're not anyway.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Well, if you're going to quarantine yourself through September, there's no point in listening to the rest of this spot. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. And we've got a great spiritual heritage tour lined up in September. It includes back-to-back tours. First of all, we're going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. And then we're going on to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and we're going to see George Washington's Mount Vernon estate as well. So those are two separate tours. You can do either or. Or if you want to do them back to back, you can do that as well. So these tours are September 16th through the 20th for Washington, D.C., and September 13th through the 16th for Williamsburg. If you want all the information on our Spiritual Heritage Tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. SpiritualHeritageTours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858. The China virus has caused universities across the nation to either cancel or postpone graduation ceremonies. St. Olaf College in Minnesota has decided to hold a virtual graduation ceremony, but not everyone gets to virtually turn the tassel. The college is only holding a graduation ceremony for students who are gay or minorities. All of you straight white folks will have to wait until next year. The special graduation ceremony for minorities and gays was announced by the school's Center for Equity and Inclusion, an organization that excludes straight students and does not include white students. When you exclude someone from participating in a graduation ceremony because of their sex or gender, yeah, that's discrimination. And when you exclude someone based on the color of their skin, that's racism. St. Olaf College might want to consider hiring an attorney. The Justice Department does not tolerate racist. I'm Todd Starnes.
Wow, where is that? Is that on TV still?
I don't know.
You haven't seen it in a while either?
I haven't seen it in a while either.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. We are professors. Actually, I'm the dean of Learning University. Soon to be chancellor.
Fully accredited?
Yes. Yes, we are. We're certified.
Well, we're certifiable.
Now, right. We've had to move our graduation for this spring, like so many, so we thank you for your patience and understanding.
We're going to hand out diplomas as long as everybody stays in their car with the windows rolled up and stay about 20. Otherwise, we're calling the police.
That's right. Huh? Handing out fines. We'll show you.
We need to repeat our questions, fellas.
So okay.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right. I have one remaining originally from our original three. Here it is. What was the original name for New York City? Second question, what was the first state to join the Union when our Constitution was formed, constitutional government? And a Bible question, who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes? Yes, if you're depressed and feeling down, just read you some Ecclesiastes and you'll go down even further. Even more depressed.
Vanity, vanity.
Yes, all
useless,
is vanity.
Useless, useless. It's all useless, meaningless.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Here's what I've got. First question, in which book of the Bible do we read the story of Samson and Delilah? In which book of the Bible do we read the story of Samson and Delilah? Second question, true or false? The world's fastest flying insect is a type of horsefly that can fly up to 90 miles an hour. Is that true or false?
Take that, drone.
And then I'll add one.
What is a second full moon in a month called? What is a second full moon in a month called?
There's a second full moon in a month?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's very, very rare.
No. Okay. I got one little science slash medical question.
Okay.
That I wondered about.
Did you want to? You don't want to ask the people. You're asking JJ.
Just asking you and JJ.
You came to the right place when it comes to medical questions.
Yes, sir. You're ready.
I went out and squirted my hands with the
hand sanitizer.
Yeah, and this was like not 99%. It's like 100% alcohol. Okay. That's the homemade stuff we got out there.
Oh, I didn't know that's what we've got. We've got
in
homemade.
The kitchen. It looks homemade to me.
Okay.
I mean, it's got like handwriting on the side of it. And,
don't light it on fire.
There's no ingredients listed or anything like that. I think it says 100% alcohol. So I go get my popcorn, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm wondering, when I get through eating this popcorn, will I be able to drive? I'm just wondering, or walk in a straight line.
As long as you didn't get the hand sanitizer into your bloodstream.
Okay.
I guess the most important question I'm thinking is, did you put sodium chloride on your popcorn?
And mixed it with 100% alcohol from the homemade
hand sanitizer?
Homemade hand sanitizer. All right, here are my three riddles. First two have to do with music. Number one, what kind of band never plays music? What kind of band never plays music? Number two, what rock group has four men, yet they never sing? And number three, when does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? Those are the three riddles. And we go back to the phones.
Let's go to Virginia, shall we?
We shall.
Let's talk to Mark. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Mark.
I love that kind
Mark,
of
respect. We don't like respect. To brag. We don't like to brag on ourselves, but every once in a while it's good to hear.
Yeah, we let other people brag on us.
Yeah, we don't stop them.
Yeah. Mark, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
The one about Samson, please.
Yes,
right,
sir.
That's you, JJ.
Here's the question. In which book of the Bible do we read the story of Samson and Delilah?
That would be in Judges.
That's right.
That
Judges 16.
Good
nicely
job, Mark.
Done.
Excellent,
Judges
brother.
What?
Judges 16th chapter. Yeah, great story and some great lessons there. Hey, Mark, what's your question for us?
Okay. What do you get if you pour boiling water down a rabbit hole?
What do you get if you pour boiling water down a rabbit hole?
I think you'd have a
I think you
a
get
hair
a
vi- remover.
I think you get a visit from PETA.
Oh, so JJ, you're saying hair removal?
I'm saying hair removal.
That's
hair
pretty
removal.
Good. That, I like yeah. that. I'm going with JJ.
Homemade hair removal.
What you get is hot cross bunnies.
Because they're mad. They're angry. They're cross.
There you
hot
go.
Hot cross bunnies. I like that. That's
that,
good.
That also sounds like a dish.
Yeah, I saw them in concert twice.
Yeah.
And, boy, the hot cross bunnies, man, they're up there. I don't know how they don't have constant neck trouble. Boy, they were throwing all their big hair.
It was pretty good, JD, the hot cross bunnies in concert Friday night.
I got that from you when you say that about those groups.
Rock groups or whatever.
All right, buddy, have a good weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
The rock cross bunnies.
Hot cross. Because you've heard of hot cross buns.
Yeah.
So...
No, I haven't actually.
I haven't either. That kind of went over my head.
Oh, hot cross buns. There's some sort of buttered. I think what you do is you make their like a.
Are you on the path to nowhere?
No, they are buns that you make, mm-hmm. and then you make a you kind of slit the top of the bun mm-hmm. into the shape of a cross. You pour butter in it. And you never had hot cross buns?
The point being,
I don't think I have either. Or I might have
buttery.
Had them and didn't know what, I was, what
just,
I was eating.
You know, more buttery, I think.
More buttery.
They're more butterery.
You know, it's bad when you don't even know if you are using incorrect English or not. Because I don't know. Maybe that's right. What did you say? What
more,
did you
buttery.
More buttery?
More buttery.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you thought I was saying kind of like what we try to make our... our students
more smarter. And now is an appropriate time, Ed, to tell folks what our goals are here at Learning University, please.
We desire, maybe more than anything, to make our students smarter, better, and more awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
And in some cases, more butterer.
We probably need butterier. We probably need to put that on our T-shirts for our new slogan.
Absolutely.
We have a new version of that. Mm-hmm. We have a new version of the T-shirt.
All right,
what we need to do is, let me just say this one thing. Uh-huh. We need to have another version of the T-shirt so all the people who already have one, it'll be obsolete, and then they'll have to get a new one.
Yeah.
You know?
But I don't think my hairstyle is going to change much on the T-shirt.
Mine's gone grayer.
It has.
Yeah.
You're going to have to change color on that thing.
Yeah.
That picture.
All right, we go back to the phones. I say we go back to Virginia.
I'm telling you.
Let's do it. Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, my highly esteemed brethren from the deep south.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
We appreciate that. Highly esteemed.
I would like to answer one of yours and ask one of mine.
Say, that sounds like a great idea.
Which one do you want to answer?
I think I will play with Tim's number 8 question, the rock group with the 4 men who do not sing.
What? Yeah, here I'll repeat it for those just joining us, Dave, and you can answer it. What rock group has 4 men and they don't even sing? What's the answer?
Mount Rushmore.
Oh, nicely done.
Oh, that's why it's a riddle, fellas.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Mount Rushmore.
Dave, Mount Rushmore.
How'd you come up with that, Dave?
Beg pardon?
How did you come up with that? That's a tough riddle.
Well, it just came to me. One of my frequent, brilliant moments of mental acuity.
Dave,
well, good for you, Dave.
See, Dave, they say that hydro.
I'm honest about that, though.
Dave, they say.
I got one for you.
All right.
Okay. Can you think of 2 toxic elements when combined make a compound that we all need to live?
This is going to be water. What's the H2O?
Hydrogen and oxygen.
2 hydrogens and 1 oxygen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not toxic.
Yeah, they're not toxic. Okay, so these are 2 toxic elements that when they're combined.
I just used all my chemistry.
They make something we need to live.
I don't have a chance.
They produce something that we have to have to live. Okay, so, all right. Well, wait a second. Now, Dave, don't say anything. We're talking amongst ourselves.
We're talking amongst ourselves.
Okay, so don't say yes or no.
Gotcha.
What about sodium chloride?
That's it. Sodium. I don't think
I'm going to go helium.
And what else?
And combine it with something?
Yeah, it's going to be 2 toxic elements.
Roundup.
Toxic.
Hydrogen and Roundup.
Or helium and Roundup.
Helium and Roundup.
Try it sometimes. It'll blow up if you're not careful.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me give you a clue.
Hey, Dave, before you give us a clue, I actually know the answer. But because I'm a participant in a class action lawsuit against those people, I've got a gag order and I'm not allowed to even say until I get my check.
Until I get the money I deserve. Your 22-cent check. All right. I think you stumped us, Dave. What's the answer?
Let me give you the clue. The chemical symbols are NaCl.
Well, here's a clue for you, Dave. Here's the deal. When you said toxic, immediately I thought mother-in-law. But now that ain't nothing to do with chemistry.
Said it a moment ago. It's sodium chloride. It's table salt.
Yeah.
That was the right answer?
1 element of sodium and 1 element of chlorine, and they combine to make salt.
Well, I said that.
Yeah.
And these guys, I'm sorry.
Rolling it over, and you said don't say anything.
Well, yeah. Dave, yeah. Frankly, I was being mocked, and it moved me off my original
off your
surety,
confidence.
My confidence.
Right. I was not helpful.
Peer pressure. You knew the right answer, and you guys made me back off it.
Bullied. That's what it was, Dave. I was bullied. Bullying.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, stay safe and pray that our country opens soon and safely. We got to get back to work.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you calling. That's bad when you can be bullied
While I didn't really know the answer, social distancing. That was just a guess.
Yeah. Well. All right. Trivia Friday.
But I did
is,
like I the helium in the Roundup.
Correct.
Oh my word! That was funny.
Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. Here are my three. What was the original name for New York City? Second question. What was the first state to join the Union? And a Bible question. Who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes?
Wait a minute. I got a question for you.
Okay.
How do you join a union when you're the first state?
This is our first annual rodeo.
Thanks for joining the union, me. We're representing me, one state. All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. I'm sorry, Jay.
No, that's all right. I'm good. Here's
what I've got. First question, true or false, the world's fastest flying insect is a type of horsefly that can fly up to 90 miles an hour. Is that true or false? Second question, what is a second full moon in 1 month called? What is a second full moon in 1 month called? Then third question, I'll add one. In which U.S. state would you find Area 51? In which U.S. state would you find Area 51?
You know, J.J., I was thinking about your question about the horsefly.
Yes.
Going 95?
90.
Oh, only 90.
If it's true. Okay.
Excuse me, my bad. That dude would have to have some serious sensors.
to not run into stuff?
To detect what he's about to go into.
And some good brakes.
Yeah.
He has to be able to arch his little back and start putting those,
you guys are killing
the flaps.
It. Man, that's funny.
90.
Woo.
Okay.
There's good news and bad news. Our kid can go 90. He just can't stop.
Well, that's like the mechanic. The guy came to get his car, and he asked about was he able to fix his faulty brakes. He said, no, it was over my pay grade. He said, but I did the next best thing. I made your horn louder.
Here's my let's see. Let me give the phone number again for those who want to call in and be on the show and ask a question or answer one. Trivia Friday. We do this on Fridays. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Also, if you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. My riddles. One of them's been answered. Here's my other two. Here are my other two riddles. Okay, here we go. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving? All right, my other riddle. Go ahead. I got to find it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Mississippi. And Charles is on.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Excuse me. I'm sorry. What kind of band never plays music?
Okay. You want to add one?
No, not now. Okay. What kind of band never plays music?
All right, Charles, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, I have the answer to who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
All right, that is the question. Who wrote the book of Ecclesiastes? And Charles, you say what?
Solomon.
Solomon, absolutely.
Nicely done.
Solomon wrote the preacher. Ecclesiastes. It actually is a fascinating book. I just got through reading it. That's how I came up with the question. So, very good. Charles, do you have a question for us?
Oh, yes. What town is located between Midnight, Mississippi and Daybreak, Mississippi?
Between Midnight and Daybreak? Is this real or is this a riddle?
And the town of Daybreak. What town is located between those two towns?
And you're talking about the Delta area, Charles, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so this is not a riddle. Like this is a real thing. There are two towns.
Oh, yeah, this is real.
Midnight and Daybreak. Real. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Or I have no idea, guys. You guys have an idea on this?
I'm somewhat familiar with the Mississippi Delta. My wife's folks are from there.
Have you ever heard of those two towns, Midnight and Daybreak?
I've heard of Midnight, not Daybreak.
Hmm. JJ?
No, I was just in the Delta a couple of months ago, speaking thing, all kinds of interesting places. And, of course, you got the Blues Trail and fascinating area, but I can't.
We don't know, Charles.
No. Charles, you got us.
Yeah.
Brother, what's the answer?
Silver City, where I live.
Silver City
is between midnight
Silver
and daybreak.
City is located between midnight and daybreak, Mississippi.
Huh.
Okay. Well, and if you span the map a little bit, where what other towns are you close
to? Yeah. How close are you to Cleveland, Rolling Fork, some of those other Delta towns?
It's between Belzona and Yazoo City.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Belzona is the catfish capital of the world.
Right. That's sort of a mid-Delta area.
And Yazoo City, you're getting over there in Yazoo Jerry City. Clower country. Oh, knock them out, John.
Hey, Charles, excellent question.
By the way, if you all ever want to take a tour of the Delta, I will be glad to give it. I give tours of the Delta.
Really?
And the things that happened in the Delta changed the world. So if you ever want to take a free tour, just give me a call and we'll give you all a free tour.
All right.
Wow, okay.
When you and Morgan Freeman, if y'all can just pick me up, I'll come on over. Where
is
my mask and my gloves?
Is Morgan Freeman from the Delta?
Yeah, he's got a club down there.
All right. I didn't know that.
Well,
I knew he was from
now, the Delta stretches for about 150 miles. So,
okay.
It's not a little county or something.
Okay.
Area.
Hey, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it.
Excellent question. I didn't know that. Midnight and daybreak.
Well,
I like that.
Unless you live in an area, most people, if you live in a state for a long time, your state is identified in different geographical areas. Like Tennessee, for example, people in Tennessee know it. You're either from west, middle, or east.
Yeah, okay.
And in Mississippi, am I giving you more information than you want to know?
No, I think this is interesting.
If you live in Mississippi, you live in the hills of northeast Mississippi. You live on the Gulf Coast. The Pine Belt or the Delta.
Yeah,
The Delta over there by the river.
Hey,
the Delta is also in Arkansas and Louisiana, too. So go ahead.
Guys, if I can give you a bird's eye view. So I'm a pilot, as you well know, and I'll be flying long. And when I get to Greenville, Greenwood, it's rolling topography. And then all of a sudden, there's a bank, and then it just goes out flat as a pancake, and you can actually see the Delta from the air, and it's fascinating. And then it starts going over into Arkansas, and you have all those rice farms and everything. But, you can just see it. You can just look from side to side, look 20, 30 miles in either direction, see how it's rolling, and then it just flattens out.
Then you have those Southerners who actually are from L.A.
Louisiana.
Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama.
Yeah, I went to college with a guy, and he introduced himself. We were roommates. And he said, "Hey, I'm from L.A. I'm from L.A. And I said, "Really?
Yeah,
wow.
How chic
man,
is that?
How'd you find out about our school?"
Lower Alabama.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
Let's go to Ohio, shall we? David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much, professors, for taking my call. This is great.
You are.
I need to hear the cowbell now.
You are welcome, David. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, if I may, please.
Okay, David, you need to turn your radio down if it's on, because there'll be a little bit of a lag.
You'll hear that in a minute.
Okay.
Sorry about
after
that.
The lag.
No, not a problem.
Which question do you want to answer, David?
How about Area 51, please?
Yeah, yes, sir. Here's the question. Cue the music for Outer Limits. In which U.S. state would you find Area 51?
That would be in Nevada, near Sin City.
Yes, Nevada.
Nevada, that's Area 51. That's where they're going. That's the mysterious...
That's credit to my middle child.
What did you say, David?
That is credit to my middle child.
Oh,
my daughters are crazy about trivia. So they're always helping me answer questions and asking questions. So I also have a question for you guys from one of my daughters.
Okay. All right, fire away.
Okay, so how many continents can you find marsupials in?
How many continents can you find what?
Marsupials.
Marsupials.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, David. Don't say yes or no.
Yeah.
I
we're talking about like the possum family, right?
Well, you're talking about animals that carry their young in a pouch. That's a marsupial.
So you've got
a possum
two,
would be a possum
sure.
would be one of
I
them.
I think a possum would be one of
and
them.
And kangaroo is one.
Yeah, Australia certainly is one. Australia. So I'm guessing
North America and Australia.
Two, maybe?
North America, South America, Australia. That's three.
What other kind of animals do that?
No, it's just marsupials. So the question
no,
would
I'm
be
saying what can you give me a third example besides a kangaroo and a possum of a marsupial?
Well, no, I can't. I'm sure there are others, but okay. So
what
possums.
About, do camels do that?
No,
because you got camels in Africa and Asia.
Yeah,
let's go with three.
We want to go with three. All right, David. We're going to go.
We're
with...
We're going to say trace, David.
We're going to say three. Three. Three continents.
Well, it's actually only uno.
Just Australia.
My daughter. It's only Australia. They're only. Native of Australia.
Native
of Australia.
You telling me Australia? We brought somebody brought
possums
to North America, David,
on purpose.
That honestly, I don't.
Okay. Well, some people, all right, you're just
some people. They're delicious, but I do not know them.
No. Stay away. Don't eat them. If you get past the grease, they're not too bad. But I've never been that hungry.
And I never will be.
So you think. Hey, David, let me tell you something. You stick close to those daughters. They got the goods when it comes to trivia.
Where you live in Ohio, David?
In Defiance, Ohio. Yeah. Right in the middle between Toledo, Ohio, and Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Awesome, man. Okay. Well, listen, hey, thank you for listening to AFR, brother. Appreciate it.
Hasta luego.
And say hello to your daughters as well. All right, David. Have a blessed weekend.
Brent, if you don't mind, look up that
marsupials.
Yeah.
Marsupial and see if they're marsupials are native to what continents, I guess.
Did he say native to, or did he say where do they – how many continents have
started out
marsupials?
With how many continents become native to, so yeah, that's going to be interesting to find out.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I drove a marsupial back in high school, and it had hooker headers on it, and it had a Holley four barrel, and it was really a nice ride. But there again, it did not get good gas mileage. Now, you could burn rubber for a half a block, but terrible gas mileage. I said, man, you're looking good in your marsupial. I said, I know, I'm just hanging out.
All right, Brent, what's
all right, guys, marsupials was once thought to be from Australia, but however, they originated from South America, like wallabies, kangaroos, and opossums.
A wallaby. Mm-hmm. Okay, a wallaby, kangaroo.
So you're saying kangaroos originally came from South America?
Well, according to the information I have.
According to Wikipedia?
Right.
Yes.
Right. I don't know how.
I have no argument. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know how you really know that, but.
Well, you go to the Opossum Hall of Fame, and they got all that information right there.
Well, I think we've all got time on our hands. We can research.
Yes, that's right.
We can
spend a couple hours delving into that tonight.
Yes,
think?
We can.
That's right. Got nowhere else to go.
And is there anybody out there that really says opossum? I mean, we've all just narrowed it down to possum. Can we agree on that?
Right. Yes.
Now, Tim, David and you guys were talking about this, but I worked construction for many years, and all these old-timers on the construction site, to a person, every one of them had eaten a possum when they were a kid. And they said once you get past the grease, it's not too bad. But as earlier mentioned, I have not been that hungry.
No, me either.
All right, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.